Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Alyssa Explains It All. Happy holidays, y'all. We're joined by producer Matt today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I feel like it's so interesting because Christmas feels like it's such a cultural thing sometimes that I'm like, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope that you're doing something Christmassy, like make some cookies or something today.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the, so I have had, this is a terrible thing for me, a human being who works at a church, to say, but I have had this opinion that Christmas is not really about religion that much. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, the most important element of Christmas, like the most important Christmas character, I'll say, I think is Scrooge, because like, I feel like that represents what Christmas means to me, which is like the infinite possibility that anyone can make a decision to become a better human being in the world. That's like how I truly like envision like what makes Christmas so great is like you're walking around and people for the most part seem happier and like try to do good and are more likely to donate to a charity or a good cause during that time. And like maybe are even more aware of people around them's depression and anxiety and are willing to like help them out or check in or do any of that stuff. So like, for me, I love the holidays because of that aspect of it. And also just because there's some great ass movies, TV specials, and songs.
I think that those are all wonderful reasons to love the holidays. I think it just is a good time to like unplug in a lot of ways. It's a good time to just like focus on your friends and your family and just the people around you, even if it's just like focusing more on yourself. And I also like that the holidays lead up to the new year. So, I mean, I guess like the new year is included in all of it. And I have really been like looking forward to the new year because I feel like, especially around the holidays, everything just gets really slow. Like everyone slows down. Like there's not a lot of work that happens the month of December, I feel. Like that's...
Except in the lives of like you and I sometimes. Yeah. We're like, oh, like let's bite off more than we can chew because we both have a problem saying no to kind requests. And next thing we know, we're...
crying
a week away from Christmas and we've done so many things for other people that we haven't done any shopping for our actual direct loved ones and now we're in a panic.
Not so loud, Matt. Not so loud. Oh my god. But like I feel like in like even if you try and like I don't know. Like if I were to try and work on some big project right now that required other people, like the likelihood of it getting done nearly as quickly as it would in like January is slim because I feel like people just like chill out. But then it makes it a good time to do all of like the reorganizing and in like the solo planning stuff so that when January hits, you can hit the ground running. And I love that. Like I think that that's really exciting.
Yes. No, it's... I get a lot of like emails and planning done. I actually sent a ton of emails on Thanksgiving night, the perfect time to just blindly email 100 people, but just trying to like book guests for some of my shows in the new year. Right. Like essentially just saying like, hey, I hope you're having a great holiday. This is what we're planning to do with this podcast. And we're going to start recording again in the beginning of the new year. Would your client be interested in participating in one of those recordings? Like it's become a great time and place to get all of that handled and organized and ready to go.
I just wrote a post-it, book guests for New Year. Because that'll be on my list, because that's a great idea to do that from now, especially because like in December people get so busy, like the likelihood of you actually booking someone in December is so hard. Like
I mean, listeners are aware that they got basically two solo episodes for the entire month because yeah. Like hey man, it's the holidays, what do you want from us?
And in reality, I feel like around the holidays I'm a lot busier than normal too, and so like I mean, I will say I spend a lot of time in the car because I live in the middle of nowhere. So I end up like listening to a lot of audiobooks and stuff like that. But I feel like for the most part, like I fall behind on all my podcasts and stuff like that when it comes around the holidays anyway.
My problem as of late, honestly, is that I'm just like, I mean, I gave you my rundown of what my Thanksgiving looked like. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot. It was like four different things that were all on the same weekend. So like until literally Christmas morning, it's like, here's the 40 things that I need to have done by Christmas. What is the most pressing one of these things that like right. has to be my focus point today?
Yeah.
And then like get that done and go, whew. And then immediately go, great, there's 39 more things that I have to try right. to still figure out. Like, but I mean, my goal, and I don't know about you, I like this goal for myself. My goal is to hopefully get to where that whole week after Christmas into New Year's, I have little to nothing that I need to do.
Yeah.
That like I can just be so ahead of all of the other work and everything is off my plate and I can just like close my eyes, go to bed, mm-hmm. sleep.
And know that everything is set. Like
barely get out of pajamas for 5 days. Just like
yeah.
stumble into the kitchen, make something, go back into the bedroom and sleep and just relax.
Yeah.
Like I just want those 5 days of like, let's get caught up on the TV shows that I fell behind on. Like, let's do this. Let's do that. Like, because I don't really, spoiler alert for people who want to do freelance work, vacation days are slim to non-existent in them unless you kill yourself to make them available. Yeah. So like,
yeah, there's that phrase of like, I quit my 9-to-5 and now I work for myself 24/7.
Yeah,
that's that for sure.
That's what it is. And in there, it's always, I got to speak at a Temple University recently for a podcasting class. And one guy was like, I opened it up for questions and someone said like, so like how many clients would I potentially need to make this my full-time job? And I said, well, I host 7 weekly shows that have ads running on them. One of those shows is on a network that actually pays us a monthly guarantee. And then I have like 10 to 15 editing and producing clients, and I still work 3 part-time jobs to make sure right. that I don't like lose my house. So it's a lot. Like it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of strain, with the hope of it not being that way forever is yeah. like what you're gunning for.
We just need like, we need one of them to really take off and make you a bunch of money. And, I hope it's this one.
I hope it's Alyssa Explains It All. It's the dream. But it is, I mean, what it comes down to is like the holidays. I am going to bring it back to Christmas. The holidays are a great time for me to reflect on like a lot of things about that as well, which is like, yeah, it's a lot of work. Am I stressed out? I hated my previous job. Mm-hmm. I hated not having the ability to take off for any day beyond just Christmas Day and then having to go right back into work on December 26th. Like I don't have to do that anymore. And that's a blessing. And like something I told the kids when I was talking to them was like, a statistic says that if your podcast in the first month that it's out gets 100 downloads, you're in the top 10% of all podcasts in the global world.
Yeah.
So like when I'm sitting there complaining that like my podcast doesn't have like 500 downloads or whatever, like there is someone out there putting out a podcast that 1 to 2 people are listening to,
right?
And like being so excited or like celebrating hardcore when they finally hit double digits on like a episode download. And like to like be reminded that like I actually have a further reach than most people ever dream of getting in podcasting. And it's, you know, it doesn't exactly help the bill situation, but it does remind me of like, no, it's, I mean, it, I'm better than I could be, and things are going better than they are. It's, I don't know. I find Christmas to be a very good time to kind of humble thyself a little bit as well. You know what I mean?
Humble thyself. Yeah. And I think it's also a good opportunity to remember why we do the things that we do versus like, you know, like doing this instead of working like a full-time corporate BS job. Like
you could have your own house by now if you were working a corporate BS job, but you'd be miserable. Know,
well, so earlier today I was I went to go pick up the medicine that they gave me for this new ADHD diagnosis. It's not a stimulant, which is interesting. So I will not be taking speed to remediate my lack of focus, but it is something else. So I went to go pick it up and it was going to cost me $112.
Ooh.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Luckily, I found a coupon, which is the I can't believe coupons for like medicine is a thing. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? But it ended up being like $38 after that. I was like, what are we doing?
You're like, I got a Groupon and just bought a year's supply of it.
Right. So like- weird. But as I was thinking about this and like just thinking about like the random things that because I don't have like a corporate regular job, especially with like the healthcare situation, the things that I pay for out of pocket, sometimes I'm like, is this worth it? And I was getting in my car and it was like 11:30 and I went to go pick up this medicine. And I was like, I know that the emails that I have, I can answer and it's not going to be, I'm not going to get yelled at because I didn't answer them at 9 a.m. Like I have the this like blessing of flexibility, and then I know I'm gonna,
you know,
go...
It's funny you should ask that though. There's about 16 unread emails that you need to handle in our
Yeah, to be fair, I don't check our podcast email as much as I do our other which is crazy because I ask for people to send us emails.
Also, this is riveting podcast content, so I'll edit God. Around this.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's
all right.
Terrible.
Let me ask you a hot topic question there.
Sure.
What does your family do every year around this time of year that you always get excited and look forward to and would be really bummed if they stopped doing?
Well, we are Italian, so we do the seven fishes, Christmas Eve. And now that tradition has kind of changed because John's family does Christmas Eve like big time. Like that's... it's a huge event for their family. So now I get to go to his house for Christmas Eve. And then he comes to mine for Christmas, which is really fun. But it's still fun to do like the Christmas Eve stuff. And we also watch It's a Wonderful Life every year. Yeah.
I love that movie. And I will fight people because people swear it's the most depressing movie in the world. And I think it is like the most hopeful movie in the world to me. Like I walk away from it feeling so rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Of just like, no, I'm George learns he was making a positive impact on everyone. Like, what is sad about that? Like,
that's that it always makes me cry. I love that movie so much. And it was my late uncle's favorite movie. And so, like, we watch it every year, really in honor of him. And it's just like one of those moments to like bring us back to like this family member that we love and miss so much. And also just to spend time with each other for this like 2 hours, like to really sit there and just be with each other, which is all he ever wanted in the world. And so that I would be really sad if we just stopped doing that for sure. What about you?
So I am, as my brother refers to, the mandatory fun person when it comes to Christmas, where I'm the one who has the traditions.
Yeah. That's my sister. She's big, big, big on traditions. She loves them.
So I've learned to pick and choose which traditions are family traditions and what are now just Matt Kelly traditions.
Got it.
So the only family tradition we have is every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, my mom and I make this like breakfast meal thing that takes up like 4 days to
complete. Oh, yes, I know about this.
Yeah, so it's a Polish dish, I'm told, from my dad's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmom, I don't know why I said it like that. From my grandmom.
You said my dad's mom, like she was a stranger to you.
Yeah, I know, right? But she always called it scones and sausage, which they are not scones. Yeah. I have to clarify that. But it's basically my mom and I get a giant mixing bowl and we mix like some buttermilk and some flour and create this like very sweet dough that we then turn into these little like almost biscuity like scones. And then at the same time, we brew a giant sausage broth. So like sausage, both links and like some of the sausage meatballs, onions, some salt, like a lot of seasoning mm-hmm. in there. And then you freeze it overnight. And then the next morning you kind of mix in stuff to thicken it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And you tear up a scone into a bowl and then ladle this like almost like a biscuits gravy.
I was gonna say, top of it. Yeah, it seems like biscuits and gravy, like that sort of like framework.
Yeah, it is the most gross looking food, but it's really good. Everyone but one of my family members looks forward to it and like
yeah.
happily will eat it 5 mornings in a row until it's all gone.
That's so
because you have to make a lot of it. Like you can't like do a small like single right. person serving of it.
Right.
You know, as my parents have said, like you'll eat it and you'll either absolutely love it and be excited for it every single year, or you will be like, well, I tried it and I never want this ever, ever, ever again. But we have a higher ratio of people who end up loving it than
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
That's like the big family tradition. Relationships throughout my siblings have really janked up Christmas a little mm-hmm. bit because, like, you know, then you're splitting amongst different families and
yeah.
and now it's like sometimes we're doing Christmas Eve as a family and everyone else does Christmas Day with their significant others and mm-hmm. other times it's the reverse. It's been more of Christmas Day at our house just because my mom and I work at a church.
Mm,
so Christmas right. Eve is kind of like,
yeah, that's
we're
the
there
day.
All day long. Like that's the Super Bowl for a church. but you know, there's just like little, I always look forward to like driving around looking at Christmas lights with like my Christmas music blasting and,
yes.
and stuff like that. So I'm big into just like, I make my playlist of Christmas songs. I have my specific movies and specials that I watch every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Certain movies at certain times. Like you said, It's a Wonderful Life, the original Miracle on 34th Street. Those are literally like December 23rd, 24th, or 25th type movies. I can't watch them sooner than
yeah.
that. They feel like grand finales. The Muppets Christmas Carol falls into that as well. And then all of the like specials I watched as a kid, like
yeah.
all the old like Garfield's Christmas and stuff.
Cute.
I'm very much into the nostalgic pieces of it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's at the end of the day, as long as I'm spending time with people I love, that's like the peak. Did I tell you about my New Year's Eve tradition I'm starting this year though?
No, you did not.
So I'm gonna host New Year's Eve at my house for the first time in many, many years because mm-hmm. I finally feel like my house is ready for humans.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress code is pajamas. And the menu is just ready to make breakfast food. You come
Amazing.
In and you tell me, do you want French toast? All right, I'll make you some French toast.
Amazing.
You want a thing of eggs? I'm on it. You want eggs in a basket? Yeah, I got some bread. Let's do it. You want some pancakes? It'll be right up. Like, and I'll just have the grill going all day.
Oh my God.
Making breakfast foods for people while we just like have the TV on, have some music playing and
I love it.
Enjoy breakfast food. I was driving around and the idea hit me and I was like, there's no better way to ring in the new year than be in the comfiest clothes imaginable, eating delicious breakfast foods.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We have a weird New Year's tradition, which is to eat lentils and grapes for good luck. I don't know.
Go for it.
Yeah.
My family does do Italian wedding soup is usually served at some point at a Christmas party, if not all of the Christmas parties.
Yeah.
So that's probably the other somewhat traditional food.
New Year's is on a Sunday.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because Monday don't mean shit to me. It's just another day.
And Monday is January 1st. Something about that really scratches my brain. The New Year starts on a Monday because New Year's Day is the most Monday day of the year.
Well, except for out here in Pennsylvania where we have the oldest, Philadelphia has the oldest New Year's celebration in the United States. No one knows it outside of Philadelphia for whatever reason, but it's the Mummers Parade.
The hell is that?
You came to my house and I showed you that I have paintings of my grandfather in the years that he was a mummer, but they do this like 10-hour parade through the streets of Philadelphia where different bands do these like, the best I can describe them as. So let me clarify. There are three categories of the Mummers. Two of them, not a fan of, tend to get into some really like dicey, outdated things.
Oh God.
But I watch for the musicians, which is what my grandfather was. And it's a group of, I think it's 15 right now, 15 competing groups. This is the one performance they have every single year.
Mm-hmm.
They spend 365 days perfecting this performance and they have 10 minutes to do a medley of songs all tied to a singular theme with elaborate set designs and like homemade effects and costumes and everything. So it's like literally like a Mardi Gras parade mixed with a Broadway show in the middle of the streets of Philadelphia. I'll send you some videos of some of my favorite performances and you'll either be like, this is delightful, or you'll be like, this is weird. I don't like it. Go away.
No, I'm sure it'll be fun. Actually, funny enough, we had like a town parade, small town vibes. We had a town parade called the Frosty Parade, and I totally forgot that the guy who wrote Frosty the Snowman was from Armonk, which is the town that I went to like high school in. And that, so like in the center of town, they do the Frosty Parade. So yeah, so that's kind of fun. That's very, it gives Stars Hollow a little bit to have a Frosty the Snowman parade.
I was going to say, I didn't want to make any jokes, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That is very, 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 very Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of it. We just want to wish everyone a merry holiday and a happy Christmas. And
yeah, I mean, we actually won't talk to you till the new year. So
yeah,
this will be the last one for 2024. That's crazy.
No, I don't like hearing you say that. That's not true.
This is when we can go see you next year.
Oh, it's like two dads. Two dads doing a dad podcast.
We can rebrand this podcast as just calling it Two Dads with No Children.
Two Dads. I'd listen to Two Dads.
I think that's kind of funny. Anyway, so yeah, happy holidays. I think I said this already in this episode or the one before. I know this is a very challenging time of year for some people, so I hope that you're finding comfort in some people around you. And you're enjoying the rest of this year and you're looking forward to a really great start to next year. I can't believe we're in 2024. Wild, absolutely wild. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, we are always accepting questions about sex ed, about relationships, life advice. We will accept it all. We would love to hear from you. So send us an email to AlyssaExplainsItAllPod@gmail.com.